My name is Cynthia. I'm an attorney in New York City. I work for the government. And my story is that even though I'm an attorney and I was in a two-income family and had planned, pretty well for it, I thought, I wound up going on bed rest and using up all of my saved-up vacation and sick leave before I even went on maternity leave. And since I don't get any paid maternity leave, I wound up going several more months without income than I had planned on. And of course, as an attorney, I have $600 a month in student loans that I'm still paying off. And on a side note, I do public interest law, and I could be forgiven for my loans, except for the fact that you have to work full time. So if you take time off to be with your children, you are denied the opportunity to get reimbursed by the government for your public interest work, which I think is totally discriminatory against women. But anyway, so yes, I was on bed rest and wound up, using up all of my leave before I even had the baby. And then we had to dip into our savings to cover our expenses. And I did go back to work earlier than I had planned. And part of that is, there was the money issue, and there's also just the pressure issue of, in a field like law, you're not given a lot of respect for taking time off to spend with your kids. And there's a feeling that if you take too much time off, you're not serious about your career. And, why did you go to law school if you were then going to, take all this time off and all that kind of thing, which is just an attitude problem as well. And I wound up having a C-section. And luckily my husband, who works, who has a corporate job, got a month of paid maternity leave. So he was home for the first month, and he could take it, whenever I had the baby. He didn't have to say in advance exactly when he was going to take it. He had ongoing projects that he sort of kept an eye on and that sort of thing. But, he was allowed to take it when necessary. Which was great because I had a C-section, and for at least the first 7 days or so, I was still on painkillers, and you don't want someone on, narcotics, to be fully responsible for the care of a child and a house and a dog. And in the beginning, I was just in so much pain I couldn't really get out of bed without assistance. I couldn't carry my daughter without assistance. Or go up and down the stairs to, get whatever, needed to be gotten, or move from the bedroom down to the living room, or any of that without assistance. So that was a big issue. And, obviously we were lucky that my husband had paternity leave because, most people don't.